Yeah, just a quick one. You know when you come in the hotel, yeah?
Yeah.
Just walk straight in. Don't get involved with people outside, because there's fans outside. You don't want to look like a fan. If they ask who you are, you say your name's Christabel Riley.
Story time. The date was March 17th, 2012. So they were doing a signing in Philly at a Walmart. We're in line. So they were able to like see us while we were in line, me and my friends. And there were three other girls. So we're standing in line and Zane's like making eyes at me. The one girl's like, just write your number down and give it to him. What do you have to lose? And I'm like, that's true. I wrote my number down and I stuck it right in my bra girl. Period. Our time comes. We go up to the table. Liam's first. Hey. And here comes Zane. We go up to him and he says something like, I like your jubblies. And I looked at my cousin and I was like what? And she was like, it means he likes your boobs. And I said, I pulled my number right out of my dress. Yeah. Slid it across the table and I said, I saw him say to Harry, he handed it to Harry and said, put it in your pocket. And we're driving and all of a sudden my phone rings and it's like a, I don't know, like a 15 digit number or something. It says United Kingdom. Answer. And you can like hear all of them yelling and giggling and talking. And I'm like, hello, hello. And they don't say anything. So they hang up. And they probably did that, I don't know how many times, like an absurd amount. It was midnight and we were literally walking out the door and my phone rings again and it's the number. So I answer it and this time I'm fucking annoyed. I'm like, hello. And he's like, hello. He's like, well, why don't you come to the hotel that I'm staying at in Philly? Okay. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, we're going, but we're an hour and a half away. We hop in the car. I'm speeding with the cube. I'm doing my makeup while I'm driving. It's fucking raining. He's calling me every 2 minutes. So he was calling me every 2 minutes. Where are you? How far away are you? You have to be quicker. Because I kept saying to him, 20 minutes. Come on, I'll be here in 20 minutes. I was an hour and a half away. But he kept saying, you have to get here fast because we do have to leave if we're going somewhere. And we finally get to Philly and he calls and I'm like, we're here. He's like, well, we left. We had to go. I told you. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then he's like, well, we're just going to New York City. Why don't you come meet us there? Okay, yeah, sure. We'll go to New York. I'll drive to New York. And 2 minutes later, Louis calls me. He's like, don't shoot the messenger. And then he says, our tour manager has put his foot down. He says, no girls back to the hotel tonight. So I texted him and I said, I don't know who I think I am. I said, if you want to rebel against your babysitter tonight, let me know and we'll still come. He texts back. He says, yeah, fuck the babysitter. Come anyway. We get to New York City, probably around 2:30, 3 a.m. When they would stay at hotels, they all had different names that they stayed under. Like, I think the name Christabel Riley, I actually think was a makeup artist for them. So he just said, you know, if anybody at the hotel asks you who you are, just say your name's Christabel Riley. There was no NDA sign. So you can use your imagination, I guess, about what happened once I got up there.
Harry's saying you have to be a bit quicker than that.
Okay,
no, Harry has to, if he wants booty, he has to wait, did you say?
He did not say, if Harry wants food, he has to wait. He said booty.